KSL News Time 509. Triple team traffic starts with Eric Butler in the traffic center.
We got southbound slowing, as you might expect this time of the day, from South Salt Lake down past the South Interchange into Sandy. Northbound slowing, not as bad, but you do have it as you move from Bangor Highway up into Draper, and then a little patch further north as you go by South Salt Lake at the turnoff to I-80, where we did have an accident over on the left-hand shoulder. Not sure if that's cleared yet. Southbound slowing on the 215 West Belt as well, going by 201. Andy?
Some delays on the 201 now, heading from 56th West all the way out to 7200 West in Magna, plus delays on both Bangor and 56th West approaching the 201 overpass. In Utah County, the I-15 drive really slow for that initial 2-3 mile stretch between Point of the Mountain and Lehigh, but after that, I-15 looks great as far south as Provo and Spanish Fork. Mark?
Upping up that KSL travel time between Salt Lake City and Farmington to 20 minutes, mainly the delays stretching about 3rd South downtown up to just past the North Interchange. Then the usual Davis County delays between Highway 89 and Layton Hills Mall. Highway 89 overflowing up into Fruit Heights. 215 at the north end, slow coming up from I-80 as well. The new George S. and Dolores Dore Eccles Theater downtown will open this fall on October 21st and 22nd. To find out more or to purchase tickets, visit EcclesTheater.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the